6PR.
On Sports Today, the coaches back-to-back for Paul McGovern at WA Hino, the big name in trucks.
On 882,
6PR. Yeah, good on you, Paul. It was a Monday holiday, of course, and he's in his car on his way home as we speak because he loves tuning in to the Fremantle Dockers coach, Ross Lyon. G'day, Roscoe.
G'day, Brad.
Mate, well, it wasn't the prettiest game on the weekend, but you got the points, you came out unscathed, and you'd be pleased.
Yeah, it was a battle. It was a tough inside game, but I thought when we could get on the outside, we moved the ball exceptionally well and scored really well. So we're good without the ball, good with it, but in the contest we were down and got smacked around the clearances, which put us under pressure. But we worked our way through, found a way to win.
Was that the only concerning thing, perhaps? I think the overall, you'd be happy. The third quarter, I mean, because they did make a bit of a dash at you when they took a few risks and tried to gush the ball down the middle a bit. I think it was 3-1 the quarter, so that was the only time they really had the better of you.
Probably in the first quarter, to be frank, they had it in their half a bit more than we would have liked. So it was disappointing because we spoke at half-time about really trying to stamp him in the third, but I think they had 18 entries. So, but the most pleasing, when the game was up for grabs, three-quarter time, everyone stood up, and I thought we took full control early in the last quarter, which was really pleasing.
Before Carl asked you one, I just want to ask you one more. You were 4 goals up in going into the sort of the second quarter, and still you persisted with there was 36 players, 4 to the centre for the Western Bulldogs. Is that rule 101 with you?
Just was to, it?
Well, yeah, it was very, very often, yeah. So is that what you expect the players to do, or is that just the way it panned out?
That's just the way it panned out. I wouldn't think that's typical. Certainly situations when teams have the ball outside 50. I mean, you can all stand up our forward 50 and watch them kick goals, or if they're slow, you can fold back and fill the space. So I think it's typical of all teams to fold back. So
what do you reckon about
the situation?
What do you reckon about this folding back and zones? What do you reckon about the line across the middle of the ground, Roscoe?
Well, there's some feisty responses, wasn't there? Roosy, satirical rules on rules on rules. You know, so.
What do you reckon? Look,
my view is our unique and magnificent game that it is has survived a lot of challenges and evolved, and the big guys. Everyone focuses on the negative, to be frank, and I'm not too sure who's pushing the agenda of all this congestion. But all I know is lots of goals are getting kicked, and there's some low-scoring games. So Tex Walker kicks 5, Buddy and Tippett's up and about, Jonathan Brown. So there's a lot of negativity, but I think a lot of people thrive on that in this business.
Ross, do you think they're just firing one over the coach's bow to see if we can't work it out ourselves? We've had the flood, we've had all sorts of things go on, and the game's, the terminology has evolved and it's worked its way out of it. Do you think that's what they're trying to do here?
Oh, I couldn't speak for them. I've got no idea who they are. You know, so.
Do you think about, Ross, can I ask you this then? Tactically, do you think about in games like trying to leave a bloke back ever? Because I know that your blokes always roll down and generally they're all nice and compact in that defensive zone when the opposition's got the ball. Is that something you talk about in the coach's box or not?
Yeah, Ballas pops up, little pop-up sprinkler gets out the back
of him. Yeah, but he's usually running and you kick the ball over the top to him. I mean, leaving a big bloke
back. It's a good principle. I think when you speak to soccer coaches, their strikers fall back to a point and then we talk about making sure we got outlets. Mm. I think when you look at everyone, like Hawthorn will fold back over halfway, but your last forward probably sits around the centre of the ground, maybe centre forward like a Hawkins. So I just think it's transitional and people see what they want to see. Anyone that thinks there's 36 in the half for the whole game's kidding themselves. But that's just my view.
But do you think, Ross, that maybe you'll hold, not you personally, but the team will hold its nerve, or a team will hold its nerve and, you know, have a Pavlich or a Rewalt or a Hawkins back inside the forward 50? Because I seem to think that...
Well, that happened. To be frank, that's happened, has happened, but for every one they might get, your extra blokes will stop it getting out of your forward 50. The hardest thing is when it gets into teams... forward 50 and they have a stoppage, they lock it in there. The hardest place to get out of is your defensive 50.
I understand.
Because don't worry, you're forced to roll your forwards up because all their backs push up. So if your forwards sit back, there's 6 defenders up in front of them, then when your midfielders look up, all they see is the opposition. So if your forwards, that's the press. So if your forwards sit back in your forward 50, 6 defenders press up and they'll play a kick in front of them and a kick and a half in front of them, and the ball doesn't get to them. That's the press.
Yep.
So don't lose sight of that.
No, I understand.
So I think when you talk about your forwards have to go up the ground, often it's dictated by the opposition backmen who run up, and they'll lock it in their forward 50. It's not the forwards always going up there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I think you're so adept at stopping teams from scoring once they get the ball forward of their centre. You've been very good at that for a number of years now, not just the last 5 minutes. For 2 years you've been doing that. I just feel as though that if you did have someone back in that centre, if it was Pav or someone, I reckon it would force the opposition, not sometimes not one, but possibly two players would have to peel off and go back.
Well, we say, don't worry about them. Leave them there. Yeah. We say, when it happens to us, we say leave them there. For everyone they get, we'll stop four.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you where I get confused.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute I'm a press team. All our defenders, we press up and we lock it in our 450. And next minute, we're a flood team and everyone's back. So I get a bit confused as what we are. Do we press up or do we flood back?
I think you adapt to the style of game, what's required, better than anybody in the competition. All I'm saying, from when you're playing lesser lights or lesser teams, you can perhaps hold your nerve and take that risk because you have been searching and you've stated to us that you want to try and add another couple of goals to your tally as the season goes on.
No, you're right. No, I agree with you.
Now, can I ask you, obviously your conversion was really
good. You can ask me anything you like, Carl.
Yeah, well, your conversion was very good on the weekend, Ross. 41 times inside 50 for 13. You must be thankful that your defence is so solid, as you just spoke about. I mean, they kicked 6 goals from 67 times inside 50, and the way that your unit is working down back, you must be really pleased with in the last few weeks.
Well, it's not ideal, you know, but at the end of the day, sometimes your midfield's going to get beaten and you've got to stand up and you've got to find a way to hang on for periods. But to me, it didn't look like 67 entries a game. There's entries and there's entries. There's quick entries. There's entries in space. There's slow entries. There's repeat entries that are going back into a lot of congestion because they're pressed up and locked it in and you can't get out, you know. So, you know, I did quantitative studies at uni and they gave me a book. Statistics, lies, damn lies.
They bombed it a lot.
Well,
they,
one thing that isn't
they did
lie,
bomb it a lot.
The one thing that doesn't lie, though, is that you're the most efficient team going forward with the number of entries that you had. So, I mean, that's,
only,
that says a lot too.
Well, not particularly. On the weekend we were, but we had 10 more entries than the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Bulldogs and North Melbourne and lost.
Yeah.
We had more entries, I think, than Sydney and lost. So, and Gold Coast on the weekend had 60 and lost. So there's always a balance, you know. If it was just more entries, you win game, everyone just be bombing it in. But it doesn't work like that.
Sure. And I think the Bulldogs...
And the Eagles, I think, have had lots of entries, more entries than their opposition a few times.
Yeah.
Haven't they?
Yeah,
so it doesn't... It's not... I wish it was as simple as that, but it's not.
Mate, we had a caller or an SMS before that we spoke to you. Wanted to know how close Colin Silverier is.
Yeah, he's about as close as he was last week because he didn't play without being dismissive. So, look, he's really pushing up. You know, unfortunately, Peel have had the double bye, I think it was. I think so that was unfortunate. They had 2 byes in a row, so that didn't help. But he's in pretty good nick. He's going to play some footy for us. You know, Ibbotson come back on the weekend. There's a few pushing up down there, Apness and Tabernar, and, you know, Brady Gray was named, so... We're really optimistic and keen for Colin to play some good footy for us.
Huge game this week against the Crows. They're a little bit resurgent, a little bit up and down, but a little bit resurgent as well, I suppose. They're a bit of both. Sometime in the future, will you be trying to do some list management in regards to getting some blokes into the side, like Sylvia and others, to play their role and see how they go?
Yeah, that's the challenge, isn't it? That's certainly, I think first on the Crows, they're a reflection of the competition, how even it is, and I've talked to that earlier in the year and recently how tough the competition is and how even it is. So I think we acknowledge that again, and they're up and about, so it's going to be a big challenge. Secondly, it's the trade-off. A winning team, people don't like to give up their spots, but then trying to make sure you've got enough exposed to senior football. So we're pretty low on the amount of players that have played all games. I think we sit down near the bottom. We've had a fair bit of chopping and changing, so... but we would like a debutant. We'd like to see Abness or Gray play or Pierce, and certainly would love Colin to debut.
Fife, is he okay?
Yeah, look, he's got a swollen ankle, but when you roll ankles, there's always that risk of syndesmosis, where the you know, the bones pull apart and whatever, the ligament. But that's all clear. He's got a bit of a swollen ankle, so him and Stephen Hill, we'll be very surprised if they don't play for all our fans and members, you know.
Ross, a question without notice, light on detail, we all are, but we saw a kid terminated today in Josh Boosma at 20, yeah. 21 or whatever. Do you consider that people need a second chance down the track, do you think clubs will perhaps be a little bit wary now of perhaps picking him up?
Well, I don't want to talk to Josh specifically, but it's very rare that it would be a one-off instance unless it's a significant deal breaker. And with a deal breaker, you're doing something significant against the law of the land. But generally in these type of cases, there's a considerable build behind the scenes and ongoing performance management and counselling and all those things. But sometimes you just tip over. So in regards to second chance, yeah, I do believe in a second chance. But and my history has been giving people second chances. So, but I can't talk to young Josh. It's very sensitive. I don't know the kid. I don't know much about his footy or him. But it's not ideal for the club who invested in him heavily, first-round pick. And it's not ideal for the boy because it's very public and very stressful, and we just hope he's all okay.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time. Good luck against the Crows this weekend.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Scott.
Ross Lyon there. Coaches back-to-back Monday and Tuesday night. They were this week. For Paul McGovern at WA Hino.